If you've driven by the University of Arkansas campus lately, you've no doubt noticed all of the construction that's taking place. Today, one of those projects will be declared officially completed as the Gene Tyson Child Development Study Center opens. Ozarks at Large's Antoinette Grajeda recently toured the new building, and she has this report.
Something wonderful happens every day in this building, right, Marty?
That's my theme song. Something wonderful happens every day at the Gene Tyson Child Development Center. And it's exciting to watch as it unfolds in reality.
That's Vernoyce Baldwin, Academic Program Director for the center, and Marty Crandall, a child development instructor at the University of Arkansas. Today, That's Something Wonderful is the opening of the brand new Gene Tyson Child Development Study Center. Before you ever enter the building, you may notice a large outdoor playground. The outdoor play space includes in-ground slides to prevent children from falling and getting hurt, a water pump that allows water to flow into a series of troughs. There's also a toy that resembles a steel drum that is labeled to indicate what musical note can be made by striking a certain area. Near the drum, you'll find another toy that resembles a steering wheel, which rattles when you spin it. Looking out over the playground, Marty grins in approval.
This playground is just ingenious. I have never, ever, in all my travels around the country, seen a playground that can match what we've got at the University of Arkansas. Frankly, I've never seen a center that can match what we have either at this point.
The center is pretty impressive. The new 23,000 square foot building is combining the Infant Development Center and Nursery School into one building that will serve children from 8 weeks to 5 years old. University students in four disciplines, and faculty from Human Environmental Services and other disciplines across campus. Vernoyce Baldwin, the Academic Program Director, says the main reason for the new building is a lack of space.
The need was because it was so small, and we weren't able to really deliver everything in our program we wanted to because we were in two older buildings. And also because we had more university students, more students majoring or needing to take the courses, and we didn't have enough room for them. They also did not have adequate observation space. So this building was built because it's a university classroom. But our mission is to teach, to do research, and to serve. And so all of those things are combined with what we're doing here. Children are of the utmost importance. And when we're doing the right thing for them, then we're setting the stage for the university students to come in when it's their class time in order to for them to observe and to for their growth and their learning.
The previous two buildings provided childcare and served as learning laboratories for students who studied child development as well as nursing and early childhood education. The Infant Development Center was constructed for a completely different purpose in the early 1970s and was in need of renovations. The two buildings were also located on opposite sides of campus, but both of those problems will be solved with the new center, which will serve more than 140 children from infancy through preschool, and more than 300 students and faculty per year will use the center for research and study. Marty says they have ties to many different disciplines on campus, including those studying speech, motor development, kinesiology, and special education. One of the things that helped the center reach its official opening today was a $2.5 million lead gift from the Tyson Family Foundation and the Tyson Foods Foundation.
It's just so amazing to me because just weeks ago, this was just a mass of sawhorses, ladders, wires. We thought, can we possibly make it? No, we can't possibly. And now look at it. It's just beautiful. So
things seem to have a way of coming together.
They have come together in a way that is almost miraculous to me at this point. Taken a lot of 10 p.m. nights, but we have made it.
The center has multiple indoor play areas, and each one has been designed with a certain age group in mind. The play spaces contain toys such as brightly colored balls for more active children, as well as quiet areas filled with books and puzzles for children who want a calmer form of entertainment. The play spaces, as well as the various classrooms, have lots of natural light thanks to several large windows comprising much of the outer walls. Attached to the playrooms are observation rooms where parents can check on their children and students can watch kids through one-way glass that stretches from the floor to the ceiling. Other amenities include a designated recycling area and a much larger kitchen that includes a pantry, a dishwasher, and much more freezer room for storage. Marty says the large windows that comprise part of the kitchen walls will also allow for a teaching lesson for children.
Even though it's a large center and it looks rather institutional from the outside, perhaps, it's planned to be very homey. And one of the things you do at home is watch Mom and Dad cook. And so when you come to the center, you can also see Betty cook. And so we can line children up, and as they pass the big windows, they can watch cooking. And the same is true of the laundry spaces, so that they can watch the laundry going round and round, just as if they were home.
And children that are cooking in the classroom, for example, they're preparing something that they're going to eat. Then when it gets taken to the kitchen, they can also watch the final preparation when it goes in the pot or in the oven and when it comes back out, because they can't actually be in the kitchen.
Vernois has been involved with the center for 16 years and Marty for 23 years. And both say although the new building has many upgrades, faculty members have a soft spot in their hearts for the old Infant Development Center.
One teacher has moved from IDC here to teach two-year-olds she's been there over 20 years. And she was just ready to cry yesterday after she left her classroom and walked around the building again and went into the playroom, because she said, I can't believe everything that we're getting, you know. And she was leaving that program, but knowing that she was coming to this quality.
It's been hard to leave the program, the building, because all of those, and for that teacher who'd been there over 20 years, she has been part of the heart and soul of IDC. And that little space, although it was too little and inadequate, it was full of her love.
A mighty impact, a mighty punch.
So this is going to have impact too, and we're delighted that she has made the trek over to the new center. And the heartbeat goes on.
Vernois and Marty estimate the previous center was less than 2,000 square feet. Marty says the new center has been a plan for half her lifetime. Vernois says they really began working on it in earnest about 5 or 6 years ago, and construction began last June. Vernois says the new center will have a variety of effects, including attracting faculty members who are searching for a National Association for the Education of Young Children accredited center, and it will also fill a community need.
Not only for the care for their children at the time, but that they really will want to be included in what's happening for the education of the students that are going out into jobs and feathering, you know, the same kinds of programs and the same kinds of ways of interacting with children. And a lot of people, I think, feel like it's really important to continue to educate, you know, students. And research projects take place in our center. With the research center, it may be, you know, easier for some things to happen. We have more children, so we'll have a bigger number. But as Marty's students and Dr. Jennifer Hink's students and Dr. Ravel's students, applied research takes place by the moment every day, because just as Marty was saying, go over here and find this kind of development occurring. When students are observing what's happening, when teachers are observing what's happening, and they make the changes in their curriculum to match what's happening based upon the child's development, that's all research. They're researching by observation, by assessing and recording it, making adjustments, and then going back and looking and see, does this make any difference? So that I just think there are going to be gains for everyone, you know, involved. We're so appreciative to the Tyson family for seeing the importance.
I think the only thing I might add is I think it's going to make a difference to the professional community as well, mm-hmm. because we have a professional network. We've never really been able to ask them to come into the university and see our spaces much. We've made an effort and divided people up and so forth, but now we can have meetings of our professional organization and to show them a little more, use it as a demonstration area so that they can glean from it too.
The building was designed with energy-saving features, including geothermal-assisted heating and cooling, the use of natural lighting and water conservation, and it will be submitted for LEED Silver certification. 20% of the construction material is recycled material, and 75% of the construction waste is being recycled. With all of the new amenities, Marty and Vernois say they want to stick around a little longer to see what happens next with the center.
When I came, I was just teaching part-time, and at that point realized what we were working with. And what I said to myself was, I don't want to leave this place until there's decent place for children. I guess it's about time for me to retire.
And no, Marty, now we say we're not leaving now because we're staying and playing.
That's right. And now people say, are you going to retire? I say, no, I can't retire now. It's just getting good. So
it's going to be too much fun.
It certainly is like a magnet drawing me here because I feel such a ownership in a way of what's happened.
The Jean Tyson Child Development Study Center is located on Douglas Street between Oakland Avenue and Storer Avenue. It's open from 7:30 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. Monday through Friday. More information is available at children.uark.edu. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Antoinette Grajeda.